Blog Talk Radio.
They say that something can be moved. They say these chains will never break. But they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change. They haven't seen what you can do. There is power in your name. So much power in your name. Move the immovable, break the unbreakable. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the improvable, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe. We know that hope is ever lost. Oh, for there is still a living grace. God, we really know that there is power in your name. So much power in your name.
Have to believe God. You have to believe for whatever it is. You have to believe for as quiet as kept. You don't have to believe for your eternal life. You have to believe for it. Even though it's available, you just have to believe for it. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly have to have each and every one of you all. I want you guys to help me bind up the devil. He said that I have this I just know what the Lord put in my spirit, and he just had me and asked you all to pray for me. Even though the enemy is saying one thing, I know the word of God is saying something else to my spirit. On yesterday, I went to the doctor. I didn't get back this morning until about, about 2 o'clock this morning is when I got in. But I thank you all for carrying on yesterday, Pastor Bill and Evangelist Ursula and all you all that participated on yesterday. I really thank God for you. I just want you all to remember to, pray for me as well in your prayers. So I'm going to ask Evangelist Ursula if she'll give us a word of prayer, and then we'll get into the lesson.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Lord, for another day, God. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You're the Almighty God, all power is in your hand, and you sent your son who conquered sin, sickness, death, and disease. So, Father, whatever's going on, God, I lift up Pastor Beasley right now in prayer, and I pray that you blood wash his blood with your, hallelujah, with your blood, hallelujah. Clean his blood with your blood, Lord, hallelujah. Cover him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Cover every organ, gland, muscle, tissue, red cell, white cell, kidney, liver, bladder, small intestine, colon, prostate, in the name of Jesus. Cover him, God, hallelujah. We rebuke and bind sickness and death far from him in the name of Jesus. Disease can't touch him. It got to go. God, your word says it may build, it may come up, but it can't prosper. It got to fall and die in the name of Jesus. We believe your word and we stand on your word, and it's power. The blood is healing power, hallelujah. So we calling on the blood of Jesus right now, that healing power in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree it, hallelujah. We don't have no faith, no fear. We don't have no faith, no doubt. We don't have no fear, no doubt, but we standing on faith. We standing on the word of God. We standing on the promises of your word that he's healed by your stripes. He was on the cross and you said, God, that by your stripes we heal. He could walk in whole health. in the name of Jesus. So we declare and decree it right now that sickness got to fall. It cannot stay in Jesus' name. You said it would build, but it can't stay, God. We believe your word. We know you bigger than anything. You bigger than cancer. You bigger than HIV. You bigger than high blood pressure and diabetes. You bigger than sickness and disease. You let it all fall. Hallelujah. When you hung your head, you said it's finished, it's done, it's over. We believe that, hallelujah, with every fiber in our body. We believe it and we stand on it, hallelujah. And we command the physical part to do what the spirit tell it to do. In the name of Jesus, the body don't run nothing, the spirit run it. That body is what the word says it is, and it can do what the word says it can do. It can mount up wings and be renewed, restrengthened, rebuilt, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for power, authority, and dominion over sickness and disease. We thank you for it now, God. We believe, hallelujah, if we have faith of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. So we move the sickness, the mountains of sickness, mountains of disease. We move it now in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree whole health right now, Father, and we expect you to show up and work it out, make the crooked path straight, and make healing where sickness is. We dependent on you, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and we trust that it's done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. I appreciate that, Evangelist Ursula from California. Anyone else would like to be in agreement with this prayer, you can join in with us and agree. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I agree with that prayer. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
By his stripes,
yes,
we are here. In Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yes. Stand in agreement with the prayer, Lord Jesus. Thanking you, Father God. It's already done. Hallelujah. We give you praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah. You have anything you want to share?
Hallelujah. That was a powerful prayer I came in on, Pastor. Amen. And the scripture says, by his stripes we're healed. Amen. Hallelujah.
And we know he is the healer. We
yes,
saw it.
Yes.
We saw it.
Amen.
We
yes,
believe it. And we know God is a healer. And we asked for him to touch Pastor Beasley. And we know
amen,
he will. He's a child of God. Amen.
Amen.
They want to say I had like about four different hernias. And after they did the CT scan, they determined I had four. That's what they test. That's what theirs reviewed. Mine said that by his stripes I'm healed. So that's my... That was my test. That was, it wasn't no CT scan, but it was what the word of God said. So that's where I'm standing now. That's what I'm believing.
Uh-huh.
And they wanted me to go to these specialists and all this good stuff. And when I get there, they're going, whenever that be, they're going to say the same thing we say. It's like, whose report are you going to believe? Well, I'm going to believe the word of God. I'm going to believe what that sister just prayed for. And by his stripes, I'm
amen,
healed. For who I am in Christ. And the devil can't steal that from me. So,
hallelujah.
Who you are in Christ, then those things doesn't really bother you. Okay. Hallelujah. Anybody have anything they want to share before we get into this word a little bit? Hallelujah. Okay. We and Pastor Dale, again, thank you all so much for yesterday taking over and doing Thankful Thursday. That was just a blessing. Like I said, I didn't get in really until about 3 o'clock this morning. I hadn't changed to listen to the tape, but I'm going back and listening at it. I just know you all did an awesome job. A little bit I did here. We're going to talk a little bit from Luke 8. Matt, at 28, in verses 25. Evangelist Ursula, you have your Bible? Okay. I'm going to ask, Pastor, you want to read that from the Messenger Bible? The King James?
Huh? Yes, Pastor.
Okay. King James reads like this. Well, maybe I need to back up a couple of verses. Second through the 25th verse. So for those that hadn't been there. Now it came to pass that on a certain day that he went into the ship, and his disciples, and he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth, but as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind. The lake, and they were filled with the water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoken him, saying, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the wind and the water, and they obeyed him.
Amen, amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, one day he and his disciples got in a boat. Let's cross the lake, he said, and off they went. It was smooth sailing, and he fell asleep. A terrible storm came up suddenly on the lake. Water poured in, and they were about to capsize. They woke Jesus. Master, Master, we're going to drown. All right. Water poured in, and they were about to capsize. They woke Jesus. Master, Master, we're going to drown. Getting to his feet, he told the wind, silence, and the waves, quiet down. They did it. The lake became smooth as glass. Then he said to his disciples, why can't you trust me? They were in absolute awe, staggered and stammering. Who is this anyway? He calls out to the wind and sea, and they do what he tells them. Amen.
Amen. So this 25th verse is real important. Matter of fact, he said unto them, where is your faith? And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about. Where is your faith? This is one of the most important questions of life.
Mm-hmm.
One has faith, he can do a lot of things because he has faith. We're going to look at a couple of scriptures, and then we're going to kind of share a little bit here. I want to take this into two different parts. First of all, faith, what it is. What is faith? The Bible says, so then faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, most of us know that. But do we really know what faith is? Faith is your substance. So then what is your substance? Your substance has to be the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And going forth, the Lord told me to tell you guys, and I'm going to tell you, every time you put it in my spirit, I'm going to tell you, the 2023, the theme is going to be the Word of God has to be the final authority. That has to be the final authority. Go ahead on and put that in your spirit. Download it some kind of way. That the Word of God has to be the final authority. Why? Because so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. See, the Word of God has to be the final authority. So then, so faith is your substance. So that becomes the final authority. That's making sense. Faith becomes the final authority because the Word of God is the final authority. Well, how do you get more faith? By hearing more word. See? The more word you hear, the more faith comes. Faith has to come. And it's going to come through hearing.
Yeah.
You won't see it through the optical nerve. Don't fool yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I can see it. No, you won't see this. You have to hear
this. Right.
And you can't hear it with those little flappers on the side of your face. That's not how you hear the word of God. Jesus said, blessed is he that have an ear, let him hear. Well, you know, we all got ears, but that's not what he's talking about, those little flappers on the side. He's talking about your spiritual ears. You got to hear it.
Yeah.
So then, what is faith? Faith is the Word of God. So here, who is the author of it? Last time I checked, Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith.
Mm-hmm.
He is the author of the Word of God. He is the finisher of the Word of God. So that's where the final authority lies. You can't say Jesus is going to do it and not have a scripture. You would be in error.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Can't say it. If you're saying Jesus is going to do it or he's already done it, you need to have a scripture. That's why I like what the scripture evangelist Renata, just she thinks it's her by herself. She really thinks that scripture belongs to her. But I got news for her. By his stripes, I'm healed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
She ain't the only one here. And I know God did a miraculous thing with her. There was no skin.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get to the white meat, when you get it and you can see the white meat and God let all that go back, yeah, you can declare and decree that by his stripes you're healed. And she believed God.
Well,
I'm going to tell her, that's for all of us. That's for anybody that want to believe.
Hallelujah.
Anybody want to try.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus said, where is your faith? Well, I'm here to tell you, my trust is in the Word of God. So if faith has to be trust, then my trust is in the Word of God. Because of Proverbs 3:5-6, you got to trust him with your whole heart, everything. Lean not to your own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge him. So I have to acknowledge God, and the way to acknowledge God is to acknowledge his word. Bless God.
Amen.
One has faith, and you can see it from these scriptures. I'm going to go to Matthew 17:20. Let's read Matthew 17 and verse 20. Matthew 17:20. Let me know when you get there, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor.
Well, you can read it out of the Messenger Bible. I'll read it out of the King James. No, we're having to name is Ursula. It says, Matthew 17:20, it reads like this. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you.
Hallelujah. From the Message Bible, because you're not yet, because you're not yet taking God seriously, said Jesus, the simple truth is that if you had a mere kernel of faith, a poppy seed, say, you would tell this mountain, move, and it would move. There is nothing you wouldn't be able to tackle. Hallelujah. Amen.
Okay, so here's Jesus telling these disciples and others around, you don't have enough faith. Because he says, where is your faith? So here he's saying, y'all don't have enough faith. All you got, and I'm going to tell you the truth. That's what Jesus is saying. I'm going to tell you the truth. If you have faith as a small, as a mustard seed, but wait a minute, let's see what he's talking about. He's talking about if you have enough word in you. If you have enough word to speak, because that's what faith is. We just proved that. Faith is the word of God. Yeah. So when Jesus said, where is your faith? He's asking, where's your word level? See, people always try to get you not to speak the word of God. Well, every time I look around, you say in the scripture. That's right. Because, see, when you speak in that scripture, you speak in the word of God. I've talked to people, I know the word too. I don't think you have to know all that. Yes, you do. That's your faith. Don't let the devil talk you out of that. That's what he wants to do. He wants to replace your faith with his word. He ain't changed his stripes, brother, sister. That's what he did in the book of Genesis with Adam and Eve. He tried to replace what the word of God said with what his word did. And that's what he'll do. He'll do it every time. So the thing here is you got to have faith. That's nothing you pray for. And I'm going to get into that not today. But you don't want to pray for faith. You want to act on faith. You already got the word of God. But we'll deal with that another time. Here's the point I want to make sure everybody understands, is that faith is the word of God. And when Jesus asked the question, where is your faith, he's asking us today, how much word you got to speak? Because, see, you got to speak it. If you believe it, you got to speak it. If you don't believe it, then you speak it. And I'm going to tell you something. In this scripture, he says, unbelief, for verily I say unto you, that's all you got to do is have faith. He said, because of your unbelief. Well, what is unbelief? Unbelief is when you're not doing it, when you're not speaking that word. If you believe it, you're going to speak it. Doesn't matter what the circumstances are or is. Is or depends how you look at it. I always said if a thing is are. If a thing are, it is. That's where I look at it. If it is, it is. So if you don't, if you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, that's all. Okay? Just have a couple scriptures, stand on them, refuse to get off of them. And then you'll see what he's talking about over there.
What would be at?
Let me tell you what. The Lord showed me that this morning. He said, what went on then was a miracle.
Two would be down that end?
A miracle.
Okay. But I do know on the bottom floor.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Hallelujah. That was... Hallelujah. Sorry about that. Hallelujah. Well, okay. We're at that point now. If anyone would like to have anything to say, by anything, press 1, and we'll let you share. Anybody have any thoughts? But that was a miracle at sea. The Lord showed me that. He said that is a miracle at sea. Hallelujah. Mm. Okay, I think this is Evangelist Renee from Akron, Ohio.
Yeah, I'm from Ravenna, Ohio.
Huh?
But I'm in Ravenna. You probably don't know where Ravenna is. Yeah. But
so,
I wanted to say I share by his stripes you are healed. I share it with anybody in the world. All you gotta do is believe.
And
he will.
Amen.
He will work it out. In Christ Jesus' name. By his stripes, we are healed, Pastor.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sonny.
Yeah. Amen, amen.
Thank you for the confirmation.
Praise God.
Anybody else?
Amen. Praise God, praise God. I know you had quoted, not quoted, but you had gave us Hebrews 12:2. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And then over here in the New Living Translation, got to find 2. Okay. We do this on Jesus, the champion, who imitates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, despising its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Amen, amen. That's so true. And I like how you say that word is our substance when we talk about faith. And it's so important. And that faith that we need to have is through God's word, knowing that God can do anything but fail. But the word said nothing is impossible with God. Amen. But you got to have faith and believe that.
Yeah.
Amen.
So see, when you answer that question, Jesus says, where is your faith? Another way you can ask that, what you standing on? What you believing for? He said, where's your faith?
Yeah.
So in other words, where's your substance? What you standing on? If where is that?
Yeah.
You know, let the bottom fall out?
Mm.
The substance is what holds you up, brothers and sisters. Faith is
Amen.
The substance. Now, what is your substance? The word of God has to be your substance.
That's right.
Oh, I believe God. I believe. People are always believing, but then you ask them, okay, what you believe in God for? Well, I'm believing God for a house. Okay, that's cool. Well, what scripture you have? Oh, I don't have to have no scripture. Yes, you do, because that's what faith is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't just say you believe.
Mm-hmm.
You show me your faith by your lips, and I'll show you my faith by my hips. Faith without works is dead. You got to speak that thing.
Yeah.
See, even though Abraham had a call on his life, he had to go out and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Noah had a call on his life and was warned by God to do something that hadn't been done. Go and prepare a ship, a boat. Why don't you go prepare that thing? He called it an ark. Why don't you go prepare an ark? Well, he could have just went out and told everybody, but he had to act on that. Let me show you how simple this is, and I'm going to be done for today. If you believe God's going to give you the car, here's 2 things I want you to do. Well, I could make it 3. First of all, go on and speak that thing. Then go out and buy you some rims. If you believe it, go on and buy you some rims to go on it. You can ask God for whatever it is. Go on and buy some rims for that Bentley. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes right. just as much faith to get a Volkswagen as it does a Bentley.
All right.
See, through the optical nerve, you don't see that like that. Because we've been right. programmed to think a Bentley is more than a Volkswagen. But see, when it comes to faith, everything on the same level. God does the same much
Amen.
Healing for diabetes as he does for cancer. It doesn't make any difference.
Amen.
It doesn't have a certain
Amen.
Level. Like some people
yeah.
put sin at a different level. Sin is sin. And Jesus, he took care of all of it. 2 Corinthians 5:21. So there's no levels. Now, I know people debate that and argue that. But at the end of the day, God got grace upon grace upon grace to take care of any
Thank
problem
you,
that's going to arise.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, that's what faith is. He got a word for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyone else?
Yes, sir.
Well, if not, we'll see you all. I guess that'll be next year, huh? We'll see y'all into the new year.
Yes, amen.
Meanwhile, y'all stay blessed, and we'll do the review.